That was Florida State students Matt Sipperstein and Hannah Pay, and Florida A&M student Skylar Sturgis. There is a growing view from some Americans that public colleges and universities have a bias toward liberal points of view. It's significantly higher for Republicans who say universities are going off course. The Foundation for Individual Rights in Education, or FIRE, is a nonpartisan group that defends civil rights on college campuses. Spokesman Nico Perino says its study found conservative students are less likely to share their political views.
Conservative students, we find, are 14 percentage points more likely to feel uncomfortable expressing their opinions in the classroom than their liberal peers. But at the same time, we find that conservative students are much less interested in withdrawing a guest speaker's invitation to speak at a campus if that speaker is controversial. We find that 78% of very liberal students support the withdrawal of certain controversial invitations to guest speakers.
In 2017, University of Florida students booed guest speaker and white nationalist Richard Spencer. Protesters outnumbered the supporters. In 2016, former Breitbart editor Milo Yiannopoulos was greeted by protesters ahead of his event at Florida State University. Informal interviews with Florida A&M and FSU students show differences at the schools. FAMU student Roderick Bryant says he is comfortable voicing his positions on campus.
I am comfortable expressing my political views on campus because I do feel like there are like-minded students and peers that are just like me that feel the need to sometimes express that. And I do feel like I won't be criticized or kind of like deterred from doing so.
And while some FSU students felt the same, Gatlin Lowe says free speech comes with social backlash.
I'm a conservative, so it's kind of also very intimidating because you see a lot of stuff on social media and it's like people getting beat up for wearing like a Trump hat.
Universities haven't always been perceived as liberal. FAMU history professor Reginald Ellis says the shift in view began in the 1960s.
There was an idea of how to galvanize the quote liberal base, and that their concept was a more study academic way of a top-down approach of looking at it, while the conservative movement went to more of a grassroots up concept, the unforgotten man, if you will, concept of their movement. And we really saw that with the election of Ronald Reagan in the 1980s.
Ellis says colleges and universities begin reflecting the change.
More underrepresented groups such as women, individuals in the LGBTQ community, and African Americans became the base of the liberal movement. And so you start to see colleges and universities start to give voice to these different groups. And so you start to see the creation of different disciplines such as the African American studies and gender studies.
The issue has also gained steam from high-profile leaders who have their take on it. Recently, President Donald Trump signed an executive order on campus free speech. And Florida Governor Ron DeSantis recently told the state university system governing board he doesn't want the schools going the way of Berkeley. For WFSU News, I'm Morgan Martin.